Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I still don't think we've gotten completely through the Steelers stuff here. I really don't. We spent a lot of time talking about Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Mitch Trubisky, as did Chris Mueller during the tail end of his show after the depth chart was released at 4 o'clock. I also, just for full disclosure, offered Mr. Andrew Filippone the opportunity to come on here and talk a little bit about his views. I had heard a rumor that Pony was against Kenny Pickett being listed as number 3 on the depth chart. So, Pony, if you are listening on your day off and would like to call in and voice some opinions, we are here for you, brother. We are here for you. But I look at some other things in this depth chart, and I'm intrigued by them. I don't think they're going to play major roles. Some of it is a reaffirmation of what we already know. But it's not just about the quarterbacks. Najee Harris should not lead the NFL in touches again. I hope not. I like watching Najee Harris run the ball. I think he's a fantastic receiver out of the backfield. They need to have more than Najee Harris back there. Jaylen Warren was a really good story in training camp, and he basically supplanted Benny Snell, at least from the looks of things. What does that mean for Benny Snell? Jaylen Warren had a little bit of a fumbling problem, not a big one. I think there's some potential there. I'm curious to see. Devin Bush theoretically beat out Robert Spillane. Kevin Dotson theoretically beat out Kendrick Green. Okay. I mean, it's almost like a win by default. It felt like the other guy quit or the other guy just didn't perform well enough. Both spots worry me in terms of depth, talent, contributions, a lot of different things. You look at defensive back. They went out and signed Levi Wallace. He's technically not a starter. Now, I think a lot of times you're going to play in sub packages, and he's probably going to be a part of that. But is that an indictment over what they did signing Levi Wallace? I don't think so. But it's just stuff you can chew on that is not quite the quarterback. I think there's a ton of intrigue surrounding the Steelers this season. I really do. I'm fascinated by a lot of stuff going on with them, and I don't think that's just typical, you know, that time of year, this is what you should be talking about in Pittsburgh. No. No, we have not had a season like this in quite some time, really. And maybe that's the result of the post-Ben Roethlisberger era. Maybe it's the result of something was so bad and you thought it was fixed and it's really not. And what are the ramifications of that, talking about the offensive line? You have the highest paid defense in the league. Theoretically, you're going to expect them to perform with a gigantic hole in the middle, with a linebacker who was really good, then really bad, and pretty darn polarizing in Devin Bush. So I posed this question a couple days ago when I hosted, and it was sort of wrapped around this 6-11 prediction from Sports Illustrated. What will get them to that point? What will keep them from that point?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm curious tonight what your record prediction is. Are you buying the Steelers? I think the over under is 7.5. Are you taking the under on their win total? Or are you taking the over? I asked Brian Batko a little bit ago, what area of the Steelers, what area of the team do you think might be better than expected? What might you think is better than expected? What might be worse than expected? I hope it's not the offensive line. That's frightening. There has to be some area where the Steelers are going to find some advantage. If you ask me, I think they have a couple. And whether you ask me or not, I'm afforded the opportunity to talk here, so I'm going to tell you. I think their ability to catch the football and get downfield is going to be better than it has in several seasons. I see Pat Freiermuth as somebody who could and should ascend into sort of a prominent place when it comes to tight ends in the NFL. I think he can be really, really good. George Pickens has been an easy storyline. Deontay Johnson, armed with a big contract. I think he's going to have a fantastic year. I do, as long as the offensive line can give whomever is under center enough time. Their passing game, again, if the offensive line does its job, or Mitch Trubisky slash Kenny Pickett slash whomever runs for his life enough to complete passes downfield, I think they should be okay there. I worry about their ability to run the ball. I do, and it's all predicated on the offensive line. But I think there is going to be an ability in the passing game for the Steelers to be a little bit different, have a couple more wrinkles there, and I like what I see from those guys. Do they have the ability to stop the run? Wasn't that a huge question going into this thing? Why they signed Larry Ogunjobi? So much fuss, so much attention over Stephon Tuitt, and obviously reasons far beyond football, and you wish the best for him and his family. But when it comes down to brass tacks, they have to be better against the run. It's hard to be worse. It's weird, in my lifetime, I have seen very few Steelers teams that have been worse against the run. That's just numerically speaking. Like, just organizationally, they are so good at that element of football, and they just haven't been. And given the guys they have on that side of the ball, how they've built their defense, the positions in which they've invested, the talent that they have, it shouldn't be bad. They should at least be middle of the road when it comes to stopping the run. I think it's fair to ask some questions on the back end. I really like DeMonte Kazee, what he brought. Out with wrist surgery. He's gone. Terrell Edmonds, I sort of put him in the Devin Bush category. I don't put him in the Reggie Bush category. That would be a completely different thing to discuss. But no, the Devin Bush category, and that you have a lot to prove. There's a lot to prove there. But at the same time, they were pretty good against the pass last year. I like Sutton. I like Wallace. I like Akello Witherspoon, what he brought. They could be armed to replace Joe Hayden.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.